The reading for today is going to be taken from the book of Luke, chapter 24, reading from verse 13 to 35. And it reads, "Now, on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all the things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, 'What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?' They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, 'And you, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?' He asked them, 'What things?' They replied, 'The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe that all the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village which they were going, he walked ahead as he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, because it's almost evening, and the day is now nearly over.' So he went in to stay with them. He was at the table with them. He took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?' That same hour, they got up and returned to Jerusalem. They found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon.' Then they told what had happened on the road, how he had been made known to them in the breaking of bread." And God always blesses the public reading of his inspired and his infallible word.
My name is Malcolm Duncan. I have the privilege of leading the church here at Kensington Temple. And I want to particularly welcome all of you that are going to be baptized this evening. Let's give them a huge cheer. Just a few weeks ago, we had a baptismal service where we baptized 9 people. Tonight, we're baptizing another 23. Tonight, we're celebrating your baptisms. Public declarations that Jesus has changed your lives. And the story that you heard read, our text, takes us to a road where two people were walking away from hope. It's the Emmaus Road, and it's the afternoon of the first resurrection weekend. Two disciples leave Jerusalem with their expectations shattered. Verse 21 says, they had hoped that Jesus was the one, but a cross had crushed their confidence. Now they are trudging home with heavy steps and even heavier hearts. That might be you tonight, online or here. You've come to support somebody else in their baptism. You've come because you're not yet a Christian and you're exploring faith. You've come because your faith is at a low ebb and you don't know what's going to happen next. Maybe you're here and your faith is alive and burning and blazing. Whatever reason that you come here tonight, there are times in our lives when we hoped God would come through and we feel perhaps as if he has not. Maybe tonight you had hoped once that faith would make sense. You hoped that you could change, but disappointment has turned down the brightness button in your soul. The good news of the story that you have heard this evening is that Jesus meets people precisely there, on the road of confusion, in the middle of ordinary conversations, when hope feels thin. Luke tells us that Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him in verses 15 and 16. I love that. Before they recognize him, he recognizes them. Before they can see, God draws near, because grace always moves first. Do you notice how Jesus comes to these two people? He comes gently by asking a question. What are you discussing? God is never impatient with our pain. He engages with it. He comes patiently. He listens to their story in all of its tangle and twists and turns and in its rumors and in its reports. And he comes to them personally. He walks their road at their pace. Some of you think you have to climb to Jesus, but Luke 24 says that Jesus will come toward you. Baptismal candidates, this is your testimony. He came to find you before you find him. Then Jesus does something vital. We read in verse 27, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. He puts their shattered pieces inside God's bigger story. He shows them that the cross upon which he died was not a catastrophe. It was a cornerstone. It was not a tragic event. It was God's rescue plan. And later they say in verse 32, were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking with us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us? There are two hallmarks of a true encounter with Jesus Christ. The first is the Bible starts to blaze with light and with hope. These pages in this book are not sterile. They are spirit-breathed words, breathed out by God himself, that point us to Jesus, to the same Jesus who opened the scriptures, not these ones, but the stories of the Old Testament, to those that were on the road, still opens this whole story in this room. And when he does, truth moves from being an abstract set of ideas and it begins to take shape as a person, because truth has a name and his name is Jesus. The story of God can become the story of our life. Not hype, not emotion, the story of our life. A true encounter with Jesus not only sees the Bible and the truth of who Jesus is starting to blaze within our hearts, it also sees our hearts starting to burn. A warming, an awakening, a life-giving fire. You begin to sense this is not just true. This is true and it has power to transform me. If your heart is burning tonight, don't ignore it, online or here. Not because I'm trying to manipulate you, but because the mercy of God may be drawing you home. The love of God may be igniting your soul. I remember the night I became a Christian. That's what happened to me. As I listened to someone talking about the Bible, something shifted deep in my soul. And I started to realize this was a message that could change me. Jesus walks with them until they reach Emmaus. And then they invite the stranger in. And at the table, Jesus takes bread and he breaks it and blesses it and he gives it to them. And in verses 31 and 30, we read this: then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. And he vanished from the sight, from their sight. The act is familiar. It echoes the story of the feeding of the 5,000, or the Last Supper, or the hospitality of God's kingdom. Jesus is recognized in a meal, in the breaking of bread. For us here tonight, whoever you are and wherever you are, that means Jesus is not only a figure in a book, he is the living Lord who makes himself known amongst us, his people, as we gather around his word, around his table, and by his spirit. Baptism says the same thing. The risen Christ is present and powerful tonight. As you go into this water and you are immersed, we'll only hold you under for 20 minutes each, you'll be fine. And you are drawn back out. You are declaring, as I am plunged under the water, I am being buried. This is supposed to be a picture of burial and resurrection. You are being buried, not in dirt, but you are being buried in the water of baptism. And as you are pulled back out, because you can't get yourself out of the water, you are declaring, God has brought me into new life. You are declaring, I trust in him. I believe that he is present by the power of his spirit. After this encounter with Jesus, what do they do next? They don't even finish their meal. They get up and go back at once to Jerusalem, verse 33 says. The same road that carried them away now carries them back. Disappointment had made them retreat. Encounter makes them return. They left dejected. They return as witnesses. And that's the pattern of the gospel. Jesus Christ tonight moves those of us who trust him from confusion to clarity. He reframes our story by his story. We understand ourselves through his lens. And I have been praying for you as candidates, and some of you are really nervous about this because your lives have been so broken and you wonder, do I deserve to be baptized? The answer is no, you don't, because none of us deserve to be baptized. Baptism is not about what you deserve or what you don't deserve. Baptism is about what Jesus Christ has done and is doing in your life. You are declaring, he is my savior, he is my healer, he is my hope, and he is my confidence, particularly you. Don't worry about whatever has gone on previously. Tonight is a night where you will enter a new chapter. You enter a new season. You don't deserve to be baptized. God loves you. He has called you and he will hold you. He will not drop you. And some of you, particularly some of the ladies that are here, my sisters, have felt as if there are times when you have been drowning. But God's feet always touch the bottom. And he will hold you and sustain you and carry you. You're not getting baptized tonight because you are saying, look how special I am. You're getting baptized tonight because you're declaring, look what God has done in my life. Look at how he has changed and transformed me. Are you the finished article? I hope not. I am certainly not the finished article. I was baptized in 1986. I don't look old enough, do I? You were supposed to bless me. 10 days after I became a Christian, I was baptized. And the baptismal tank that I got baptized in was high up in the wall of the church. And the church wasn't dissimilar to this shape in Belfast, but it was a glass tank in the wall. And everybody could see me. And I knew no one in the church, but I knew that I had been commanded to be baptized, because the Bible doesn't say, repent and when you feel like it, get baptized. The Bible doesn't say, repent and as an optional extra or a Brucey bonus, on a good day, when everything feels great in your life, get baptized. The Bible says, repent and be baptized. Because when we are baptized, we are declaring to the world, I belong to Jesus and I am part of his church. He reframes our story from confusion to clarity, from despair to delight. Those women, those two men on the road to Emmaus, their hearts burned because hope was alive. The hope they thought was dead was alive. It had come and it had rescued them. They moved from retreat to return. You go back to the people that you leave, and maybe they're here to support you, and you tell them that this good news is too good for you to hoard. You announce it to everyone. I've been baptized. I'm a follower of Jesus. I belong to the church of Jesus Christ. And some of your friends will go, what? Some will say, yay. And some will say, you're as mad as a March hare. But you say, I am following Jesus. Baptism is part of your return journey. It is standing up and saying, I have encountered Jesus. He has claimed me. He has cleansed me. He has commissioned me, and I belong to him. Let me gather this into four simple steps that you can carry into the water this week and into your week. As you go into this water, I pray that Jesus will come near to the real you. Not the you that you want everybody else to see. Not the curated you, not the TikTok you, not the Instagram you, you. Not the religious you, the disappointed you, the confused you, the honest you. Secondly, I pray that Jesus himself will open both the scriptures and your heart, that he will join the dots in your life until the cross and the resurrection become the two defining realities that shape everything that you long for and everything that you are. Thirdly, I pray that you will recognize Jesus in this simple act of obedience, that as you go into the water, you will realize he is going into the water with you. This is ordinary water. It will not change into holy water. It is just water. But in this water, God will meet you by his grace. Even if you don't feel it, something mysterious happens when you are baptized. God does something that we cannot explain. He reaches into our hearts. And fourthly, as you come out of the water, I pray that Jesus will send you back with a new story. And that you will say, we have seen the Lord. That's why you will carry this gospel message and this hope into every area that you live in, into your homes, into your workplaces, into your lecture halls, into your WhatsApp groups, that you will be given a quiet confidence of the person who has met their King. And tonight, you may not be getting baptized, but you can have that same encounter with God. You may have come in on the road of despair, but you could leave on the road of hope. You may have come to church tonight online or in this gathering on the road of confusion, but you can leave on the road of clarity. You may have come carrying heavy weights of sin and shame and fear and guilt, but I promise you that because of what Jesus did on the cross when he died for your sin, and because he was buried and because he rose again, you can leave forgiven. You can leave with a new life. You can leave with a new hope and a new future. Maybe you think you're here because one of your loved ones asked you to come and see them get baptized. But maybe God brought you here to rescue you and to turn your life around. One last word to those of you that are being baptized. Remember the road you were on. And remember who drew near and rescued you. These waters are not the finishing line for you. They are the starting line. When you go under the water, you're saying, my old life is buried with Christ. And when you rise, you are declaring, I am raised with Christ to live a new life. Walk out of this pool and out of this church like those Emmaus disciples did. Hearts on fire, feet moving fast, and the story of God's goodness on your lips. And when doubt knocks at your door, and it will, come back to this story in Luke 24. Read it again and speak to your own soul. And remind yourself, Jesus met me. Jesus opened his word to me. Jesus broke bread with me. Jesus sent me. I know who I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which he has committed to me until the final day of my life. And everyone else, online and here, maybe you came to support a friend. Perhaps you've been around church for a while, but you still feel like a guest in your own life. Maybe you're on the Emmaus Road, heading away from the place where hope once lived in you. Tonight, Jesus draws near to you. He's not a memory. He is the risen Lord. He lived the life that you could not live. And he died the death that you could not have died. And he rose to give you the life that you cannot manufacture. He offers forgiveness for your past, peace for your present, and purpose for your future. Your part is to turn and to trust and to say, Jesus, I believe. Open my eyes. Make my heart burn with your truth. Take me home. If that's you, I'm going to pray in a moment, and I invite you to make this prayer your prayer. And at the end of our gathering, tell someone. We'd love to help you to take your next steps. If you're interested in baptism and you're not yet baptized, even if you become a follower of Jesus tonight, let us know. We will help you and we will prepare you. I wonder if the tech team can put that QR code up behind me. You can take a photograph of it and we will get in touch with you to give you details of our next baptismal service. Is it appearing? There it is. We'd love you to join with us in that. I pray that Jesus will come near each of us this evening and touch us. So let's pray. Can I ask you to close your eyes and to bow your heads? And maybe you're going to pray this for the first time. Please, after I finish praying, keep your eyes closed for just a moment. Lord Jesus Christ, the risen Savior, thank you that you come near to us on the road of our lives. Thank you for the cross that saves us. Thank you for the resurrection that restores us. Open the scriptures to us and open our eyes to you. Set our hearts on fire with your truth. Lord, for those being baptized, fill them with your spirit. Seal them, steady them, and send them. And for those reaching out to you tonight online and in this building, grant the gift of repentance and faith, turning away from their old life to follow you. Forgive our sins, cleanse our hearts, and make us new. From this night forward, help us to walk with you and to live for you.